This is A. Bruttelheim speaking. The events of today, and seemingly those of the future, require that we be positive in our purpose and steadfast in our devotion. Amidst the currents and turmoils of the international conflicts which embroil the world, we American Jews and Zionists are indeed fortunate to have the dynamic leadership and crystal clear thinking of one of the greatest living personalities in Jewish life today. It is of the utmost significance to me, and indeed a pleasure, to be able to bring to you a special message from Dr. Abba Hillel Silver.
My dear friends, I am very happy to address you on behalf of the Zionist Organization of America and to invite you to join its forces and enlist others to do likewise in order that we may have an even stronger and more effective Zionist movement in the United States. You may wonder why we need a Zionist movement in the United States today, seeing that the State of Israel is already in existence and that the primary objective of the Zionist movement has been attained. It is a source of deep gratification to all of us to know that the State of Israel is an accomplished fact and that the Zionists of America were so largely instrumental in bringing it about. It will remain to the everlasting credit of the Jews of the United States, under the leadership of the Zionist organization, to have made so monumental a contribution to the fulfillment of the age-old dream of our people for the reestablishment of the Jewish nation in its ancestral home. The Jews of the United States rallied magnificently to the challenge of the great hour and mobilized the support of the American people behind the effort to rebuild Israel. It was a proud moment for the Jewish citizens of the United States when our country assumed leadership at the United Nations to bring about the recognition of the right of the Jewish people to reestablish its state. It was an even prouder moment when the United States came forward first among all the nations of the world to give recognition to the newly established State of Israel. The Jews of the United States, under the leadership of the Zionist organization, also made vast financial contributions over a period of many years to build up the economic life of the Yishuv in Palestine and subsequently of the State of Israel. These achievements will forever remain a glorious page in the history of American Jewry and of American Zionism. But my dear friends, the work of the Zionist movement in the United States is far from finished. Tasks almost as grave and urgent as those which confronted it before May 1948 still confront it today. Politically, the newly established State of Israel still requires constant support and defense, surrounded as it still is by neighboring states which were recently at war with it, and which have, to this very moment, refused to make peace. There is no peace in that part of the world, only a restless armistice. Every effort which has heretofore been made by the United Nations to induce the neighboring Arab states to sign peace treaties with Israel, I say every effort has failed. It may well be that these neighboring Arab states are harboring fond hopes for a second round, for another opportunity to attack Israel in the hope of achieving now that which they failed so completely to achieve in their previous attack. The armies of Israel are still mobilized to defend the borders of Israel. And the boundaries of the State of Israel have not been finally defined. The status of the city of Jerusalem is still a subject of sharp debate and division in the Assembly of the United Nations. The question of the final disposition of the Arab refugees has not been settled. All these grave political problems necessitate the fullest political alertness on the part of all the friends of the State of Israel in order to ensure that its legitimate rights are not sacrificed and that the dangers which lurk on every side do not concretely materialize. Therefore, an informed and active American Jewish public opinion, which is channeled through a strong Zionist organization, is most essential at this time and for some time to come. American Zionists must remain mobilized for political action and be prepared for any emergency. And my dear friends, economically too, the task of the Zionist movement is far from being finished. The gravest problem confronting the new state of Israel is the economic one, created largely by the tremendous influx of hundreds of thousands of immigrants annually, which is almost taxed to the breaking point the economy of the small state. Nearly 500,000 Jews, almost all of them impoverished, many of them physically undermined by years of privation and suffering in the concentration camps and hell holes of Europe, have come into that country since the establishment of the state in 1948. It was impossible, it was unthinkable to shut the doors of Israel against any of them. The state of Israel, of course, was not created for the 600,000 Jews who were in Palestine at the time of its establishment 2 years ago, but for all the Jews the world over who may wish to go there or who may have to go there. The ingathering of the exiles was always as much a part of the Zionist program as the reestablishment of the state itself. And the responsibility for caring for these immigrants and for integrating them into the economic life of Israel are as much our problem, the problem of the Jews of the United States and of the Jews in other parts of the world, as it is the problem of the Israeli themselves. And this problem will be with us for years to come. And only a strong Zionist movement will be ready and willing to endure the strain and to sustain the effort of the long, hard pull ahead. The Zionist organization must function in the economic field as it has in the political field, as the spearhead in the progressive forward thrust of our movement. And Zionists will have to be the shock troops in the many bloodless battles which must still be waged before the new state of Israel will become self-sustaining, stable, and secure. There is great work, my friends, ahead for the Zionists of America in the field of stimulating the investment of private capital on the part of American Jews in Israel. This undoubtedly will be the principal source of hope for the economic progress of the new country. There is much work to be done in the field of maintaining a high level of generous giving on the part of American Jews through the United Jewish Appeal towards the absorption of the new immigrants into Israel. Here too, the Zionists of America must assume prior responsibility for seeing to it that maximum funds are raised in each community and that of these funds, the maximum amount is sent to meet the emergency in Israel and not drained off too unreasonably for local needs while the emergency in Israel lasts. The Zionists of America have also the responsibility of directing an urgent appeal to our government for a generous grant in aid to help the struggling new state of Israel to get on its feet. Our beloved country's been most generous in helping other nations. Within the last few years, over $42 billion were contributed by our government in one form or another as grants to help restore to economic well-being and solvency many of the free countries of the earth, some of them far stronger and older than the little state of Israel. I know of no country that is more deserving of American generosity than the state of Israel. I know of no country in the Near East that is more truly a democratic stronghold, an outpost of American ideals of freedom and democracy than the state of Israel. Here too, the Zionists of America, through the Zionist organization, have an immediate and pressing opportunity to render a great service to Israel. There are other, and there will be other important tasks which will have to be performed, and for which, if they are to be performed properly and adequately at all, the Zionists of America, disciplined, informed, unswervingly loyal and devoted, patient in their loyalty and devotion, will have to take the initiative. The historic agency through which the Zionists of America have in the past worked and worked with such magnificent success has been the Zionist Organization of America. I would therefore urge every American Jew to join the Zionist Organization of America so that the great historic task to which we have put our hand and which has already been so gloriously advanced may be fully and securely completed. I thank you.